Hello, everyone. My name is Miss Lalita Dorinda Williams, the author of Be Strong, Stay Strong, and Escape from Hate Land. My most recent publications is a series entitled Contemplating a Sip of Saint Sweet Tea. All of them have the same title but different subheaders. Well, tonight's Keep It Simple series episode is entitled The Downfall of Women. Again, today's Keep It Simple series episode is entitled The Downfall of Women. And I know it sounds quite strange, myself being a woman, a lady, a girl, having an episode with that title. But let me explain. I have my reasons. Number one, I'm a Bible-believing Christian, and I'm not like one who picks what she likes out of the Bible. I pretty much do my best to adapt and live my life according to the Word of God in context. Some people take specific words or phrases in the Bible and they try to build a whole doctrine out of it when the foundational truth isn't accurate. And when I say foundational truth, I'm talking about the way it's translated. If a person isn't looking at the original language that the Bible was written in and using a dictionary, a Greek or Hebrew dictionary to actually define the word and how it was translated in English, that's how some people may get into error. But I'm not getting into all of that because most people doesn't have that teacher type vibe like I do, where I don't just read something, I like to research it and study it, and not according to what I'm looking for, but based upon if it's accurate. Anywho, that was like a serious rabbit trail there. So back to the title of this Keep It Simple series episode. And it's because women, us as women, if our feelings and emotions and our logic kick in, it's like reason is out the door. Eve is a prime example. She was instructed XYZ. Then someone comes along and questions her and tells her different. And then she starts thinking. Nothing's wrong with thinking, but she was thinking as of, this can advance me. This can help me. This is going to be the best thing that has ever happened since I've been created. Lo and behold, she go ahead and do the opposite of what she was instructed. She passed it on to that sorry man that was with her, who was just beguiled by her presence. We can't say beauty because we don't know how she looked, but he was just so enthralled by her presence. She passed it on to him. He turned around, eat the forbidden fruit, and then it's just been all type of things since. Was it her fault? Absolutely not. The man was supposed to protect her. But then again, that is another subject for another day. Someone may say, well, how in the world why is it that the man did not protect her? Me, from the outside looking in, I'm looking at it like this. He saw that she went ahead and did that. He didn't say anything. So he decided he'd rather die with her than be without her. That's just my thoughts. I'm not saying that's accurate, but that's just how I see it. End of story. So here it is, centuries later. Women are still making decisions based upon their logic. The guy tell them flat out, I only like you as a friend. And the female say, okay. But logically, she lies to herself and say, well, he said he likes me as a friend, but he must like me more than that because he's still cool with me. And she started falling for a guy who flat out told her, only like you as a friend. What's even worse, a guy tell the female flat out, he's married. Or he don't even got to see it. He still wears his ring. Because men don't wear engagement rings. Women do. So the man is still wearing this ring, but he's nice to her, cordial to her. The dumb bunny end up going after him knowing he's married. Why? Because she let her logic and how she feel override something she know is taboo and she know is wrong. Here's another thing. Some women feel that, hey, I need to advance my career, so I'll do whatever I need to do it. Again, that is crossing an honorary line and the line of demarcation that says you're supposed to do your best to not plot the downfall of others. Am I saying all women are like this? Absolutely not. But some women have a bad habit of going down that slippery slope where, as soon as they take the word of God out of a situation, then when you do that, because the word of God is the line of demarcation, the word of God is the boundary, the word of God is the lock on your door from where you are safe and sound compared to being on the opposite end where it's just all out wild. And as soon as a person wants to remove the word of God, you have no boundary. And then you're left the logic. And then you start coming up with things like, yes, that makes sense. That's exactly how it should be. You know what? Well, I don't know why I always went this way when I should have been going that way. Then before you know it, you're going down the slippery slope where you convince yourself it is okay to kill a child because you're quote unquote not ready. No judgment zone. I'm quite sure there are some women who did it because of peer pressure, or they were scared and pressured. I get it. I totally understand. But then you have some who are saying, well, you have no right to say she should not. Well, here's the thing about it. Child, who decides who's going to be a parent? It is God. Period. Then someone wanted to try to use the trump card, which is rape. There isn't even 1% of women who get pregnant during a rape. Someone may try to use another trump card, which is incest. But let's just go back to rape. Majority of the time, if, although it's not even 1%, if there is a percentage of women who conceive and get pregnant during rape, out of all of those women who go through that, they do not want to abort the child. I find that brave. I find that to be anti-Eve, that anti-Eve syndrome. I think it is phenomenal. Women who was involved in incest. Incest victims never want to abort their child. But regarding the rape victims, the beautiful thing is that those who have decided to keep the child end up giving the child up for adoption. And in all of these cases that I've known of, that child as an adult end up locating their biological mom and end up being a source of blessing to her, where he takes care of her and looks out for her the rest of her days. A terrible situation that God never ordained or wanted to happen, but a beautiful result came of it. Am I saying rape is great? Absolutely not. What harebrained individual on this planet would ever think that? However, a child, every time a woman is pregnant with a child, that child is an answer to someone's prayer. Someone is praying for a child to be a teacher to their child. Or the P or the B that cosmetologist that just whip up the sweetest hairstyle, or the barber, or the next president. You don't know who that child will be one day. And to take matters into our own hands and try to say, okay, you randomly was with some guy, you probably don't even know who the father is, so you need to get rid of the child because you're not ready. That is foolish. I know a beautiful young lady. Her parents got pregnant with her when her parents were like 12 years old or something like that. And the 12-year-old got pregnant. And the young and you know, fortunately, the girl had the baby. Her parents didn't force her to abort them. And that young lady is the sweetest, most beautiful, gorgeous, inside and out, awesome, creative wedding planner, wedding designer I have ever met. The sweetest person I'm not gonna say like ever met, because I met a lot of sweet people, but she is just super cool. And every time I would look at her and I remembered her story, about how she was conceived. I'm just amazed, like, wow, I'm so glad that her grandparents didn't force her mother to abort her because their 12-year-old baby got pregnant. I'm so glad that did not happen. All I'm saying is this, ladies, especially those who don't even want to incorporate the word of God, that's a slippery slope. Before you know it, you find yourself saying it's okay to kill a child after the baby is born because the mother don't want them. Then you find yourself saying it's okay to kill a senior because they're not producing into society anymore and they're not paying into society and it's costing more money to keep them alive than just go ahead and kill them off. Then where would it stop? Will it eventually go on to, well, it's okay to go ahead and kill the uneducated because they're not really doing anything in society. They're just sucking up all of the resources and stuff. And, oh, well, it's okay to kill elementary school kids because, their parents ain't doing nothing. And so they probably gonna grow up not doing nothing. So we may as well take them out. Where will it end? I know it sounds stupid, but it sounds just as stupid saying, well, we can just go ahead and kill a baby before they're born. It sounds just as stupid as saying we can kill a baby while it's still moving around in the mother's body. It sounds just as stupid to say we can kill a baby as soon as they come out. That just sounds dumb, I know, but it's just as dumb to say we can go ahead and take out the seniors. We can go ahead and take out the little children. We can go ahead and take out everyone who's on welfare. That way, we don't gotta pay for them to just sit on their rump and do nothing. See how dangerous that sounds? I know it sounds far-fetched, but a lot of us did not see our society getting to this state that it's at. Me as a Bible believer, I'm safe. I'm protected. I don't have no issues, no concerns. I am living my best life. But there are others who don't know their value, their worth, their stance, their power as a Christian, and they're left prey to every whim of whatever may happen in society. That is so not cool. Ladies, just because it sounds logical does not mean that it's right. You can't keep trying to pursue a guy who clearly said he only see you as a friend. You can't keep trying to position yourself in front of old boy and you know he has a wedding ring on that he wears on a regular basis. And it's not okay to say that it's okay to kill a baby. You can't do that. You can't do that. I'm a firm Bible believer where it talks about when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. When the wicked are in authority, the people groan. And it didn't say just the Christian people. It said people groan. So that means that there are some unbelievers who end up not having benefiting, who end up not benefiting from society because a wicked person don't want another wicked person ruling over them. And I'm not talking about Trump. I'm not talking about Biden. I'm not talking about any of that stuff. I'm not about to get into strife or unforgiveness or whatever about whatever a person chooses to do. And people try to say, well, you can't dictate or rule what a person do in their bedroom or in their house. I look at it like this. Jesus died for everyone. He came for everyone. But everyone is not going to heaven because they choose to go to hell. They choose to go to hell with their actions. They choose to go to hell with how they treat other people. And does he want that? No, he does not. But a person has a choice. But at the same time, just because a person has a choice doesn't mean that it is for me to shut my mouth and not warn people about impending judgment and doom. There's a completely different thing. It's one thing, yeah, a person has a right, but at the same time, I could get offended at seeing a stop sign or a yield sign or a signal light or the railroad crossing for trains, but it is for my protection. Speed limits are for your protection. railroad crossings where the arms come down is for your protection. So if I'm as a Christian am not showing you a yield sign, a stop sign, a do not enter sign, impending, detour sign, I'm not doing my job. And I do not apologize. I have to do my job. We have to do our job. If you do not do your job, you're in trouble. Don't let the Eve syndrome end up eating you out of a house and home. That's all I got to say. Homework assignment. What is that one thing that the Word of God clearly says you should not do, but you don't have a problem with it? And I know people try to throw up, thou shalt not kill. It's the word in the original language, it's actually murder. And who's more innocent than an innocent baby? And then someone may try to turn around and say, yeah, but the Bible talked about people, to go into another country and kill everyone, not let anyone live, not even a baby. Yes, because there was things going on with those people. Who wants to live among cannibals? You can't get along with a cannibal. Who wants to get along with people who is having their children and then turn around and burning them as a human sacrifice? You can't get along with those kind of people. So yes, that would be the reason why God would say kill everything, because they were so reprobate. There was no way you could get along with a cannibal, and there was no way you can get along with someone who's killing their own children and sacrificing them up to a tree god. So what do you think they're gonna do to you as soon as you turn your back? So don't be silly. Don't be silly. Don't get so woke or so educated or so modern that you end up throwing out the word of God and it gets to the point where you don't even believe where it says love your neighbor as yourself. Don't do it. I'm praying. I'm trusting. Please don't do it. Please. But at the same time, you have your free will. I have warned you. So I will be able to sleep tonight. And I trust and I hope that if you have not made him your savior, and when I say savior, I'm talking about like your savior, savior, where for him you live, for him you die, in him you live, move, and have your being. I mean, when it's like he's your ride or die, I hope you get to that point. If not now, soon, before you close your eyes on this side of eternity. That is it for my Keep It Simple series episode for the week. If you would like to know more about me, you can follow me on a plethora of avenues, GGUPLLC.wordpress.com, as well as God Given University Publishing LLC on Instagram and Facebook. Well, that is it for me. Until I record again, cast all of your cares upon Jesus Christ because he cares for you. And stay prayerful. It changes things for real.